Hello and welcome to the Fosdem's Security Dev Room. This is a talk about elliptic curves in free and open source software. The room's audio and video wasn't recorded properly, so I will record my voice on top of these slides trying to fix it. My name is Sergi Blanc-Torné and I do this activity as a member of Collabora. Here's the overline of the presentation, and the first thing that we will do is an overview of elliptic curves themselves. The first question to talk about is the what. So what's an elliptic curve? And this will follow everything else in this talk. An elliptic curve is a function, and over the finite fields is understood as a congruency with an odd number, and it must satisfy the condition to not have singular points. And mathematically we know that because it has a non-zero discriminant. This is how an elliptic curve plot in the real plane looks like. Perhaps even it's an image that looks familiar. But if we plot it over a small finite field, this is how it looks like. So you will see that the real numbers extends to the infinity, but this is not happening over a finite field. So to later do the maths, we need to union this set of points to the point of infinity to set something that is complete. Once we have a set of points of an elliptic curve with this point at infinity, we can define a cyclic subgroup that is where the crypto will happen. An important thing to mention is the notation. If you see here, is different than the crypto over finite fields that we may used to, but the difference is that here we're using additive notation instead of the multiplicative one. Perhaps you already seen before. The same way in elliptic curves, we have a generator of the cyclic group that we provide as the strength required to do crypto. The order or the size of this cyclic group must be big enough, and there is a relationship between the number of points of this elliptic curve and the order of this cyclic subgroup. This is called the cofactor, and this is a very important parameter that will affect almost everything later on. Until here, the hard math. I don't need for this talk to enter further to explain the torsion points or even isogenies. The first proposal to use elliptic curves in cryptology comes from independent proposals from Koblitz and Miller. The functions commonly used here are the Weierstrass reduced form, and they are different when it's defined over a primary field or when it's defined over a field extension. But they are subsets of the parameterization of the Weierstrass normal form. A common variety of the elliptic curves are the Montgomery curves that follows this formula, and these curves are used together with the map to the Edward curves, and you will often hear about if they are twisted or not. And there is a recent proposal to use what's so-called double odd curves that takes benefit from another map to Jacobi quartic curves. And these last two mappings are important for the current evolution of the elliptic curve cryptography. Next question is why. Why elliptic curves are better to set up cryptography than the common and generalized use of finite fields? The first benefit is the size of this prime P that is required to be much larger in finite fields, 2000 up to 4000 bits nowadays, when in elliptic curves you can have the equivalent sizes between around 250 and 500 bits. This statement has a but that has to be remarked here. The size of the finite field over which the elliptic curve is defined is smaller, so the operations are over the smaller numbers, but the operations between the points required much more operations over the underlying finite field. So don't expect them to be much different in time. Another difference is that the elliptic curves can be defined over more fields than the finite ones, as they are the characteristic two file extensions, but the most important advantage that the elliptic curves gives us is the possibility to use a different elliptic curve over the same finite field. This is a huge impact over the cryptanalysis, because one cannot reuse efficiently the cryptanalysis made over one curve when you are using a different one. And the main beneficiary of this feature is the embedded systems that doesn't need to change the size of the calculations by resetting the curve. Next element in the outline is the standards defined for the elliptic curves cryptography. The first standards that I know about were from the 2000s in the text of the NIST or the ANSI, standardized specifics and single elliptic curves for different sizes. It is important to mention that X962 specifically mentioned that the shared elliptic cure means to share the cryptanalysis. With them, more elliptic cures come to the scene, and new standards that specify different cures but over the same variety. In the two decades that passes, many more standards come to the scene, but fundamentally fixing single elliptic cures for a specific finite field size. I couldn't do this presentation without remembering XKCD. Let's go talk on the main thing on this presentation, that is the implementations. Here is the non-exhaustive table of different tools and packages that I know that they have elliptic cures implemented. First implementation is the OpenSSL, because if I'm not wrong, were the first implementation of elliptic cures in free software. And they made the implementation in both underlying fields, finite fields and characteristic 2. The next one is the libgcrypt that promotes a patch that I've made in the bachelor degree for the GNUPG 1.4. And then many other implements the elliptic curves like GNU TLS and later on the kernel itself. After that, the boom happens and many more implements this cryptography setup. And with the proposal of the new elliptic curves of using Edwards curves, almost all of them have also included the math to work with this elliptic curve. One place where the elliptic curves are present for the general public is the Tor network. I haven't listed them before because from my point of view, it's in a very special case. The only addresses in the version 2 of the specs use a truncated hash of an RSA key embedded within the 16 characters of the onion address. With this version 3, there is no truncation and it contains completely the public key. And this public key is a point of an elliptic curve using the standard Edwards curve. With this concatenation, we have these 56 characters currently used in the onion addresses. Some smart tricks has been necessary because the torsion component of this curve that is related with the fact that it has a cofactor 8. There could be multiple equivalent addresses pointing to the same service. So continue with those new elliptic curves and more standards that are coming. First of all, this Edward curve, that is a Montgomery curve with a variational map with two Edward curves. One is twisted and the other is non-twisted. And as explained in the standard, there are some constraints to have better choices in the range, so those are the parameters proposed, and this standard gives us one